All
right. Let me make sure I'm on D&D.
Dungeons and Dragons.
Mm-hmm.
Got to put the phone on Dungeons and Dragons.
Got to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Jamaican air horn.
You ready?
Yeah. Why would you do this to me?
Because this is an inconsistent podcast.
Stanky leg, do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg, bitch, I'm wild. If I'm not mistaken, this is from Dallas.
Yeah.
Yes, this is my, these are my people.
Yeah.
Do the stanky leg, do the stanky leg. Yo, I miss that time. We had dances, you know what I mean?
We had dances.
We had instructions.
Mm-hmm,
now you got to
mm-hmm.
get on TikTok and you got to learn like right. an Alvin Ailey routine. That's not fair.
When we saw people doing the booty do, it was just kind of like, all right.
Don't come from my city, okay?
Something different is happening over there.
Over there.
You know, like.
That was our version of the mullet. It was the booty do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. Is that what that means?
So there's two meanings to booty do. It used to be like...
What?
So the booty do, it can either be a haircut where it's like a low fade and then they let the hair grow out in the back. And that's the booty do where it's like
Wait,
a fro in the back.
The shag is the booty do?
Yeah, but it looks more like... It's like circular. Like it's pretty big. It's
so
not like
it's
a rat tail.
Really like a puff, but in the back.
But it's not like you can't put
but
it in a ponytail.
It don't have a.
It's just like if you had a little baby fro in the back and
a
then
little
you
butt,
had
no
a fade.
Crack.
Am I ashy? Oh my God.
A little butt, no crack in the back.
Yes, exactly. And then the okay. other thing, booty do, is like if your stomach stick out more than your booty do.
Okay.
That was when I was a kid. And we don't fat shame.
Shout out
but that was
to,
just what they would say.
Nard Holston. I think, yeah.
What did you think it meant?
I thought it was the dance that dudes was doing to the stanky leg that hit the booty do, and then they would be like doing like a little.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was back in the day when people danced in clubs. Like mm-hmm, where your homeboys mm-hmm. would like hold you up while somebody was dancing real hard on you. Just,
right. Yeah. I feel like.
We've lost that community.
We've lost that. Mm-hmm. And now no one dances with strangers anymore.
No, we don't live in that kind of world. And
even in a fun way. Like not even in a like courtship type of way. Just in a like, hey. I'm just out here boogieing, and other people I don't know are boogieing around me.
I mean, I will say the last time I danced with a stranger was at a salsa club. And that's
okay.
like a different vibe. Because then it's
okay.
like, you know, if they got the moves,
right.
I'm coming in with my cha-cha. You know, like, that's more
yeah.
fun. But, like, at a club, but first of all, LA
dances
clubs.
Dances that require partners.
LA clubs are for professionals. Like, people who go in those clubs, it's a whole, like, professional movement. Like, no one's dancing. Everybody's
mm-hmm.
trying to find the person buying the most bottles. Like, who is most frivolous with their money and has a lot of it right now, and how can I get my hands on it? It's
Dang.
It's, yeah, it's like a social club.
That
it's not,
sounds like a sad game.
Yeah. I mean, it can be exciting for people.
I guess. If you can afford to play, sure. But if not, then it's just like, I don't know. I like to just have a good time to music. Where
We've
can
gone
I
to
do
the club
that?
Together.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think we danced. Not us together, but we were
yeah.
dancing.
Yeah.
Like, people
yeah.
were
people,
dancing.
People were dancing. Right.
Yeah. But we. Yeah. But you know, we didn't even dance with people we knew. We just danced alone. But we
mm-hmm,
were dancing.
Mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Heck yeah.
But remember everybody else in that section? They were just sitting. And then
they
got their
sitting.
Alcohol and they disappeared into the ether.
It's like, you know, like sometimes there's like Chuck E. Cheese when you were a kid. Everyone like had sat at the table with everyone they knew.
Mm-hmm.
But like we're adults. We're not at Chuck E. Cheese anymore. We could like mix it up. Like I went to D.C. one time. I went to this place and everybody had a table. Everyone mm-hmm. there had a table. And it was like, this is restaurant stuff.
Restaurant.
This is not party stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like Luther said, pull back the rug, everybody. Move all the tables and chairs. We're going to have us a party. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all out here smoking hookah and sitting down and watching boxing at different angles And it's like, bro, the music's playing.
At least Atlanta's honest about it. Now, if you go to an Atlanta restaurant, it'll be... I went to a restaurant with Lil Rel and some people. We were working on a movie. And and we got there. We sat down. There was a step and repeat. This is a restaurant. There was a step and repeat where you could take photos.
But just in case you need to take a photo.
There was like... The menu was like steak or whatever. But then they would come over and be like, oh, do you want some hookah with your steak? And I'm like, why would I want watermelon mint hookah with a 8-ounce sirloin?
Smoke it a little bit.
What like, are we doing?
What if the chef was like, I made this to be charred lightly by the hookah in your mouth? And so it's undercooked.
Don't give them ideas.
It's undercooked. If you don't smoke hookah with the steak, you might be in trouble. It might be too bloody. You need that last bit of hookah smoke
to give it that crisp. Do you know actually the reason that a lot of black people like their meat well done is because it actually everything goes back to slavery, oppression, always.
Right.
So like back in the day, like it's the same thing with vanilla ice cream. Like black people wouldn't let us buy vanilla ice cream. So that's why your granny favorite ice cream is butter pecan. And like the same thing with steak, like the meat people would sell black folks like less quality meat. Mm-hmm. So in order to make sure nobody got sick, they would cook it all the way through. Mm. So that's like what part of that cultural thing like stems from. But I like a medium rare because I'm bougie. And I'm not going to suck a hookah with it. I'm not sucking a hookah and eating a steak. That is ridiculous. And that wasn't even all. So then we got there like 8. Okay. So around like 8:30, the lights start to dim. Then there's like a disco ball and lots of flashing lights and a DJ. And we were like, this is a restaurant, right? And no one's dancing. It's just for some reason it's also a club.
Yeah.
Yeah, the clubs are sad now. I saw a blueprint in Miami of when it was all tables everywhere.
I mean, I guess it's cool to like if you sit with people you don't know that well, then there's music playing and it's like, oh, I didn't even have to talk to that person, you know? I guess.
But music isn't like sensual. We used to have some like art, like Usher used to play in the club. Now it's all just like either... You know, female rap is like, get these niggas money and stab their friends. It's like, you can't really make eyes to someone to that song. Our eyes locked when she says, stab them. It's not. Yeah. It's not a romantic place anymore.
Yeah. But it's just also just, I don't know. I think part of it is everybody's holding their phones. Mm-hmm. Everybody's texting. Used to be... You were more immersed in the music. You was more immersed in the scenario that you were in because you couldn't leave. Like, mentally, a lot of people are like,
what do you mean you
else.
Couldn't leave? It was a hostage.
You couldn't. No, you mentally couldn't.
Oh, like, so like distract yourself.
Yeah, if the thong song is playing, everybody's like laughing and giggling. Like, remember this? Oh, that was crazy. Hitting the notes because, you know, that's all that's going on. You can't be on Instagram. You can't be online. You can't, you know.
I mean, I'm glad that, like, obviously, we're young, so we had phones when we were kids, but...
But they didn't do much.
But people weren't...
Those phones didn't do much.
Okay.
You would get 5 texts from Facebook that would be like, hey, so-and-so liked your status. And it's like, all right, when I get to a computer, I'll see that.
It was
Thank
still
you.
Like in beeper mode a little bit. Facebook was like the first pager, modern pager. It's like, yeah, but we had phones. I mean, I had iPhones and stuff like when I was, you know, in high school and college and whatever. And I remember still going to like parties in college and, you know, it's sweaty. Everyone's dancing. People getting picked up and thrown, but it's all fun. And there's not somebody standing in the corner trying to put you on TikTok and go viral.
Right. I didn't even think about the people standing by that could post stuff and
And that's what everybody for some reason wants clout. I'm like, if you knew how hard it was to like actually have to engage in your social media all the time, you would not want this as a job. It is terrible. And so I don't understand what people's obsession is now. Everyday people with like chasing this kind of clout and virality. Like when I see nurses, you remember them nurses who got fired in, this was like maybe like 6 months ago. They got fired because they were maternity nurses and they were in their uniforms at the hospital talking about all the pregnant women that get on their nerves and what they do. They're like, here's the thing that get on my nerves about Shelly. Shelly laying in the bed dying right here. Like, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
I get it. Have social media, but why are you at work trying to go viral? And they lost their jobs.
Right. Because it's like, if you made a video like that and it was only for the group chat, it's kind of lit. It's kind of lit because you, all right, we know this is inappropriate, but we, you know what I'm saying?
We like,
we still have a sense of humor. We know, you know, we really work hard, but we had a little time to do something fun on our, like, downtime, right?
Yeah.
But to put it out for the world is like, I'm trying to catch one.
Like, you've lost your mind. Yeah. Like, where is your mind? Please go find it, okay? Like, we got a search party for your mind.
If this hits people right, I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? I would have thought, oh, you was trying to go viral. You was trying to get out of here. Get out of here.
So you just didn't want to be a nurse.
Yeah,
anymore,
you
didn't want to
be
saying.
A nurse.
Because I don't want to see that. It's just, it's very weird to me. And I think it's sad that everyone's so focused on taking a video of everything. Like, even concerts. I go to a concert, everyone has their phone out. I'm like, baby girl, we're all here. If you don't get the video, somebody else did. They have professional videographers. Why don't you just look at it with your eyeballs, my G? Now I get it. Like, I take a little, listen, when I was at Beyonce, you know I had to give me a little snippet.
Right.
You know? But I had my phone down. I was on mushrooms and I was just enjoying the concert, floating around.
Didn't know Beyonce was also filming it.
Yeah, I was the visuals.
I wouldn't have filmed as much had I known that, like, she had hired professionals and told them what lens to use. I wouldn't have, like, I would have only gotten footage of myself.
So you thought you were taking personal footage to send to Beyonce? You
was
going to mail it to her?
I can't consume all of this at once. I need to record some things so I can process them. There's a lot of images coming at me,
a lot
of outfits coming at me, a lot of song, you know, combinations that I didn't see coming. It was a lot for me. I just needed some documentation so I could get it together and figure out, like, everything that I saw.
So you could review the tapes.
Yeah,
like an athlete,
I just wanted to review the tapes because I know everything. I wasn't able to just take it all in, right? But had I known that she also knew that and was doing that, I would have just took videos of myself
enjoying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, also, like, online, Rob, everybody's posting. Because all the concerts had little different things, little different outfits.
I muted all of that. I muted all of that. I was like, I want to be surprised. Okay, you guys are in Europe. I'll put it in a folder and I'll get to it later. But I want to be surprised. So every time, every Blue Ivy, nope, you know, like I might be messing up the algorithm of the tour because they're like, he's really not interested in this. But I'm also safe. I'm like, save, get out of here. And I'm like, I will get to that later.
But the saving is engagement. That's why they're going to keep putting it on your page. Also, that's what I was saying is, like, you can go back after you watch the concert and go look at all the stuff and you're going to see stuff you didn't see. I was actually in the Beyonce movie. I saw myself.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I could only see. Okay, so everyone had these silver hats. I got one in Jersey. But then I went to see her in L.A. too. And I was in L.A. I got, like, I went Beehive A. Like, I wanted to be right next to the stage.
Yeah.
So it was me and JoJo.
Okay.
And we were friends with her. So when she brings out Diana Ross, there's only one person with a silver cowboy hat in Beehive A, and it was me. And so I'm right next to the stage. I was like, that's me. I'm the visuals, baby.
Oh, wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I mean, I got scammed. Ticketmaster Country Days, because I will be showing up when they get you at Congress and you do your hearing, your Mark Zuckerberger, like, Senate hearing. I will be there with a neck brace and a cane, and I want my ducats because y'all scammed the hell out of me.
Wow, what did they do?
So I bought my B-Day tickets day of on a flight back from a wedding in Detroit.
Okay.
And so I was trying to buy them on Ticketmaster, and they were cheaper, and they kept saying the tickets weren't available, but they were advertising them on the website, so I thought maybe it's because I'm on a plane or something like that. And then I was like, all right, fuck it. So I go to tickets.sale. Now, I vetted this website. It's legit. I looked up reviews. I looked up a bunch of stuff beforehand, right, before engaging. I see the same tickets.
Is there anything after sale? Is it ticket.sale.com, or is .sale just like a new one?
I feel like it was just tickets.sale, but... You know,
that sounds a little fishy.
I looked it up.
Sale.
I am the scam guy.
Normally they
up.
Got three letters.
But here's, okay.
Org,
so the
net,
site was legit, Rob.
Gov,
it
sale.
Wasn't that. It was that the tickets were more expensive there, but I put in two tickets, right? And
right.
So I got the section. It was showing me the price of one ticket until I purchased it. And then it doubled. And then they added taxes to it. It was already an expensive ticket.
Did it say
ticket.
EA?
No.
Because I'm used to an EA. Normally, they show you tickets, like, for one nowadays.
Which makes no sense to me. Like, it's I put in two tickets, so they need to be next to each other. So they're showing me the ticket, like, where they are, right?
Yeah.
And then not until I hit pay did it double the price.
It didn't double the price. You bought two. They gave you the price for one.
But what I'm saying is
you said, I want two of those.
That's not ethical. Because, like, when you're paying for something, you see the full price before you hit pay. What in what world, Rob?
Would you wait, have to you do, paid and then you saw the
and
two?
And then they doubled the price. It's not like it was something where it said times two
no.
And then the final price is at the bottom and then you hit pay. That's ethically what's supposed to happen.
Right.
But it just said the price of one but two tickets was next to it. And then it doubled as soon as I hit pay. Now, I'm on a plane, so I can't call to, like, cancel this. It's a day of, so I'm talking to customer service. They don't want to give me my money back because also Ticketmaster lets you, like, the way they tax things is, like, their fee is based on how much you pay, right? Taxes,
right.
That makes sense. But their fee, what you mean the transaction fee is more because my ticket is more expensive? Did it cost more to do the transaction on my ticket than it did the nosebleeds? Like, be serious. Like, it's insane. So they weren't going to give me my money back. But it was crazy. I will never say the number. But it was absolutely insane. So Ticketmaster. Oh, and then this was the crazy part. So I get it from tickets I sell, right? It's not coming. So I'm like, oh, this is a scam. I get an email from Ticketmaster. So I'm like, oh, the tickets I still wanted are available. I'm like, I don't want these tickets from tickets I sell. Like, take this shit back. Fuck this. So why, when I finally open the Ticketmaster email, it's the tickets from tickets.sale. Ticketmaster is just using third parties. They're like criminals. Like, I want them real bad.
Okay.
They're ruining everything. Like, we used to be able to enjoy going to a concert.
Hey.
Why is the artist selling a ticket for $65 and then I go on Ticketmaster and now it's $900? What?
Yeah. I feel you. They, you know, they in bed with a lot of people that you know, make a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's part of the problem, too. You know, it's a lot going on with that. They got venues over there. They got, you know, they got everything. They got everything going on at the same time.
They ain't put Master in the name for nothing.
Okay. Wow. All right. Speaking of scam, we got the host of the Scam Goddess podcast here, Lacey Mosley.
Wow. We're 17 minutes in. You have not said my name, Rob.
I did early. I feel like I did early.
I don't think so.
But like the stanky leg was playing. So yeah, it was your name was said while stanky leg was playing, which is pretty distracting. But yeah. A Black Lady Sketch Show, iCarly.
You let it make air horn.
I do. Well, one of my sounds went away, and I don't know what happened, but I guess, yeah, I lost the license to that sound, and now I got to replace it.
Damn.
Haven't replaced it.
What was it? Can you do it with your mouth?
It was like, hey, but it was like a bunch of people at once, like a little Johnny sounding, hey.
Ooh.
Yeah, he probably sued. That's probably Lil Jon that sued. Yeah, yeah.
You think Lil Jon that petty? He's checking on everything.
I don't think Lil Jon is that petty. I think Lil Jon was there and got the guys to say hey at one time and remembers that and is like, I remember trying to get everybody to say hey at once. It took a lot of takes. It took time and effort and, you know, convincing people that we're not going to make any money off of this. Just say hey, you know. And so, yeah, those guys want to be compensated. They're always like, hey, I listen to this podcast.
Like, hey.
They put hey while comedians are just trying to think. And yeah.
So now they're coming for theirs. It's like a class action.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want for Ticketmaster.
Whoever made that horn, they coming next.
I hope the Jamaicans know that horn belongs to all of us. It belongs to us all now.
Lacey, you are from Dallas?
Yes. Frisco specifically, but I say
Frisco.
Dallas because it's just easier to put on a map.
No, like you can be as specific or as not specific as you want to be.
Well, the Cowboy Stadium is up there now, so now I'd be saying it. I'm like, the Cowboy Stadium is there. Frisco.
Okay, okay, Jerry World.
Yes. Oh, God, please don't call it Jerry World. I just lost so many rights when you said that. Oh,
no,
my goodness. You know,
no.
They got him in them Civil Rights 3000s. They got him in 4K on the wrong side of civil rights.
Yo, who figured that out?
I don't know, but
who
we're
is
mad
that
at them.
Into like Jerry Jones? They know what he looks like as a kid.
He's got a very distinctive face. He got a facelift when I was 8, and that joint just settled in. Like, he's not going anywhere. Like, the end of the world is going to be the cockroaches and Jerry Jones, and, you know.
Was somebody looking up everybody in the photo, and then they were like, oh, we got one? Or, like, did they only, like, see it, and they're like, man, that kid looks like Jerry Jones. And then they, like, looked at his age and looked at
I feel like they had to have been in some kind of civil rights archive. That could have just been on the internet. I feel like they went to one of them places where they had the books where you got to put the gloves on.
Yeah,
and they were just like really looking for this.
I think a big anniversary was coming with a 5 or a 0. And they, you know, they bust the picture out every 5 years. And then, it was like time. Or maybe they always knew. Maybe they always, like, maybe they talked about. Like, maybe his friends in high school was like, hey, remember when they integrated schools and you were in the front row? My mom still has the newspaper. You remember that, Jerry? He's like, shut up.
Now, you know Jerry's friends was long gone. Those people are gone.
By the time he was in high school? I'm talking about 10 years later.
Oh, okay. I'm talking about Jerry his age now. This came out like a few years ago. He's been old.
But the picture was,
that was
available
in high school.
When he was a kid. So there might have been some kids, like, when he was in high school, like, Jerry, remember when you were in the newspaper?
But I'm saying those friends have probably gone on to, I'm not going to say glory, because I don't think that's where they're going.
Okay.
But, you know, they done met Sky Daddy, at least for an audit. They're gone.
If you were in the picture of them integrating the schools in Arkansas in 1957, email the podcast. Okay, we'll send you a special gift. If you're listening right now and you was there, either an integrator or a instigator, whichever one you were, email us. We'll send you a package.
A package? That sounds like a threat. I hope it is. You know, Ruby Bridges has Instagram, so it's not that long ago.
I'm saying we'll give them hey, you know, shout out to you for still being alive. You know, because, that's how this whole thing stemmed from.
Truly. But I think we all knew in our hearts that Jerry was there. We just didn't want to publicize. Like, nobody ever thought Jerry was not a racist. I'm from Texas. Like, come on now. Some of my best white friends were racist growing up. Like, what do you mean? That was just their one good Negro. That was just what you had to, like, deal with until you could move.
But he was just trying to see. How do you know he was like, I can't believe this. I got to see it with my own eyes. Not my community.
Well, they're
get out the way. I'm trying to see this for myself. I can't believe you guys.
No, he was on the whites only side, and their football coach had told them not to go. So he was also disobeying orders from the football coach of, like, not to be involved in the protest whatsoever.
Got you.
So he was
Got
really
you.
Passionate about racism.
Yeah.
You know, he stood on racism.
That's racism over football.
Yeah, I mean, come on now.
So, like, your football coach says don't go, and you're like, don't worry, I'm going to own a team one day. I'm about to go look at this.
Right.
Yeah. Lacey, are you trying to get in trouble?
What do you mean?
I don't know. I feel like you're coming in hot.
What did I do?
Hot and spicy. Ticketmaster.
Oh.
Jerry Jones. You're just taking people down left and right.
Those people took themselves down, okay? It's all online. You can look at all of it.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
true.
Bookmarking stuff because I want to do an episode about Ticketmaster. I just need enough, like, adjudicated facts. So.
I got you. But then when it's time for you to sell tickets, what are you going to do?
I'm with Live Nation. Cut that. but, yeah.
They went Ticketmaster.
I know.
Oh Lord! All right.
Listen,
well,
the Koch brothers made every YKK zipper. I'm wearing one right now. It's not
my
fault.
What?
Yes, YKK on your zipper. That's Koch brothers.
No.
Yes.
Is this
Everything
real?
Is a scam. Everything is a scam. That's why you should rob whenever you can, because you're getting robbed every day.
Well, who made the Riri zipper?
I don't know who made that.
Okay. All right.
It you was think popular, I know all of course.
I thought maybe if you knew that YKK had some problematic things, you might be like, well, maybe I'll find out another zipper that I could
rock with. I am not about to start locally sourced zippers. That is too much work for me. I'm
all
a
right.
black woman in America. I can't add that to my plate.
I got you. Okay.
And sometimes I'm gay. It's so hard. It's so hard already.
Mm-hmm.
What is that horn for? What was that one for specifically?
The horn is just for the feeling. I felt like it was time for a horn. I felt like a good horn time. Lacey, what's right. your favorite color sky?
Color sky?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I love like a sorbet sky.
Sorbet?
Yeah, like, you know, like a sherbet. Like mm-hmm. where it would be mm-hmm. like the orange and like the purple.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like that's my favorite kind of sky.
Dope, dope, dope. Sunset-y.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's magic hour, great lighting mm-hmm. for photos.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Those are my favorites. Whenever we get those, blue skies are fine. But like, if you know, I like a little a cute cloud I can imagine a face on or something. But like a sunset okay. sky, that's just very sexy.
When you put a face on a cloud, are you trying to shape the cloud into the face? Or are you trying to find a face that like corresponds with the cloud?
I try to let the clouds be what they are. I'm not trying to, because then what's the fun in that if I'm trying to manipulate the cloud to look like somebody?
I don't know.
That's like when people get the toast and they'd be like, this look like Jesus. It's like, did it?
But I'm saying, like, what if you got the ingredients to make something and you're like, I'll just take a little cloud from here, cloud from there, boop, boop, boop.
Then that's not a cloud. That's, okay. That defeats the whole purpose. You're supposed to be like, oh, that looks like a dog. Because it looks like a dog.
Okay. So we're taking the shape of the cloud. You said a face, so I was just wondering, but it's also it could be a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you like cloud? Do you like looking at the sky?
I look at the sky. I like it when it's interesting. You know, it's not always interesting, but sometimes it captures my interest.
What's an interesting sky for you?
Sometimes colors, sometimes it's like some kind of pattern. Every now and then I'll see two rainbows and I'm like, is that my eyes like reflecting the light or is that,
like,
or is
it real?
Does everybody see two rainbows?
Or am I having a stroke?
Yeah. What is going on? But yeah, I've been seeing two rainbows a lot.
That might be good. That might be, you know, like some money, some prosperity.
Yeah. Or I'm far. I'm at the other side. Cause like there's money on one side, but then what's on the other side?
A cloud.
Yeah, it's just an empty cloud. So I might be the furthest from the money. I might, cause I, and you know what? I don't never see no full bow.
What, you've only seen like part of bow?
I've only seen part of bow.
Okay, see, I know I've seen the rainbow. I've seen the whole like Skittles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A lot. Where okay. do you live? That you can't see the full bow? Are you like looking up from like a basement window or like?
Normally I'm driving.
Okay.
Normally I'm driving.
Well, probably because you're focusing on the road too. I would hope.
Right. I couldn't follow a bow, but I think I would know if I was like underneath a bow.
Maybe you're always underneath the bow. Isn't that great? Isn't that beautiful?
Okay.
The rainbow's like over you.
Mm.
So it's like a high conversation.
As like a concept or as like, you know, just like, yeah, I got you.
Wow, you really felt that.
I did. If you could live in any time, what time would you live in?
The future. Like,
okay.
We all know that joke. I'm black. Like, what time, what other time would I want to live in? The present.
You might have a specific time that was like, all right, that was good okay.
For us.
Yeah.
Better than now.
When LL Cool J put one pants leg up, maybe I wanted to like experience more of the world. With one pants leg up, one pants leg down.
If I had been LL Cool J, then maybe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if I could have worn a Band-Aid on one eye like Nelly, then perhaps. If I
Who's
were
stopping
people,
you? Nobody's stopping you.
If nobody you wanna, needs to. Nobody no. needs to stop that. We all know better. But I love that, like, those kind of gimmicks were just, we ate that up. Like, I
we
miss gimmicks like that. Like, nobody,
yeah.
you know, even, like, Lady Gaga was doing camp. She was wearing meat. She was giving us, you know, culture.
Come on.
And nowadays, what, we get a TikTok dance? Like,
yeah.
the best, like, the high-end version of Shein they got on. Like, they don't give us any signature anymore.
Come on.
There's no artist development. They just putting these girls up here on stage in their pajama pants they was wearing in high school the day before, eating hot Cheetos in the cafeteria at 8 a.m. This is a very specific imagery I'm going for.
But they can develop in front of us if they want to.
For sure. And I think like everyone has room for growth, especially in artistry. I feel like that's what's exciting is if somebody doesn't stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like y'all couldn't get some two steps together before you put her out here at Coachella. Like, I feel like we could, there's a step in between.
Sure, but part of the problem is Coachella wants to be cool. Coachella mm-hmm. wants to have the latest person. Coachella wants, you know, to be like, oh, we had so-and-so first. So that's part of the problem.
I mean, they got some days to rehearse in between. I feel like we could get something together. A little two-step, yeah. little eight-count. Back in the day, the girls used to really rehearse. That's how I learned about, like, singing and running on the treadmill, and that's how you build, like, your voice stamina.
Yeah.
So that you can move and sing and not be out of breath.
Do you do that?
I used to, and I'm about to start again. I actually have a voice lesson after this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you a theater kid?
You know it. I have huge theater kid energy, Rob. You know
okay.
it.
I mean, yeah, because you're like, like they say about singing and running on the treadmill, and yeah, I didn't hear about that.
I didn't hear about it.
I've been on many a treadmill, and no one's ever been like, no, you got to start singing, bro.
Yeah, it's a workout because it's an anaerobic workout. You have to really, like, harness your lungs, and, like, also you have to be in great shape. So I love stuff like that.
They say Outkast used to rap and run around a track.
That makes sense to me.
So I guess it's the same thing, that we're getting them ready to, like, be performers and have breath control and stuff.
And I love them. They're great. I've met mm-hmm. Big Boy a few times, and every time he was always so nice.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Sir Lucius Left Foot.
Yes, mm-hmm, an icon. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm taking on your energy now, Rob. I'm like, yes, an icon. Like, I came in, like, so keyed up. And now I'm like, yes.
I don't know. You know, whatever. All energies are welcome The Inconsistent Podcast with Rob Hayes. So how long you been in L.A.?
I've been here for 7 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like when you moved here? What was, like?
Oh, I mean, it was trash. I got told, like, 12 times in 1 year. Because I had...
Told? Oh, told.
No.
Toad. Yeah.
Yeah, they were repoing my shit, like, every other day.
Jeez.
Because I was, like, waiting tables, and then I would do, like, comedy at night and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I would have to move my car at 6 a.m. So sometimes I'll oversleep, or, like, the alarm wouldn't go off or something. And then, you know, I get out there and my shit is gone.
How does it work? How do you find the sign? Because I see the sign sometimes. If your car is towed, call this number. Mm-hmm. Like, how long does it take you to find the sign?
Oh, it's usually very close. I've only had to call the sign once, because after that, I knew where my car was. It was at Hollywood Tow. It was $283. And if I didn't get it the same day, they added $40 a day. And they knew me. They would just pull up my file.
So they knew you.
Yeah.
Ah, that puts a target on you.
No, I don't think so.
I think so. If they're like, she always pays, she always get it out. You know what? We having a slow night. Go check if that car over there. Go check if that car is by the red. You know, she don't even care no more. She in the intersection. Go ahead. Hey, go over there and get that.
I never thought about that. Yeah. Yo, what if they were always looking
right.
for me? Because I live
there.
She come there.
In. She got a designer bag. She out here. You know what I'm saying?
No,
she
I get did the car, not have designer bags. Then
she
I
get
came
the car right
Hollywood.
Out. You know, like, the money be in her hand, ready to go.
No, I never thought about it like that. No,
yeah,
I did not have
that's
it like
what
that.
That's what I would do if I saw you a couple times. I'd be like, all right.
Well, the people who
what
told
time she get
truck.
Off? She'll probably leave something, go back and get it. You know what I'm saying? We'll give her a couple more hours. Yeah, yeah.
No, no. I never thought about it like that. No. Because it was a lady at the desk. It's like people who work at the Hollywood Tow. They don't go get the cars and then hop behind the desk, right?
Right, right, right.
They have the two right. different people. But those tow trucks are petty as hell. They always wait in the same parking lots for, like, a 3 o'clock tow. Like, there's certain times where they can get them off the street. But I also learned, if you get in your car, they can't tow it while you're inside. So they'll try to make you get out, but eventually they'll give up.
Mm.
Yeah, just get in.
Have you done that before? Have you gotten in the car?
No.
So how do you know it works?
I do. It's the law. You can't tow a car with someone inside. It's a liability.
What if they start towing and then you get in?
Then they can't keep going.
Mm.
Well, I'm saying, if you see your car getting towed, if you still got the keys, hop inside and just lock the doors and pretend you don't hear anything. Just stay in there. They will leave eventually. What
if you run out of gas?
The car isn't on when you get towed.
Then you're like, all right, I need to get it towed anyway. Hey, can you take me to the gas station?
If you run out of gas, then you just get... Rob, that doesn't make sense. Cause when cars get towed, you think they turn them on? They don't have the keys.
Right, but you're in the car.
Yeah, so why would I turn the car on while I'm getting towed? I'm just going to sit in the car, right?
You're going to sit in the car? What if it's cold outside / hot outside?
Then I'm just be sitting... What do you want more, to be cool or to have your car? You want to be warm or you want to have a car?
I feel like if I turn the car on now, I'm more of a threat to the tow truck situation.
For sure. Because if the car is like already like up on the jack and now it's like busting exhaust out.
Yeah.
You taking it up a notch.
I'm taking it up a notch because I'm like, you could wait. We could play the waiting game, but then, you know.
I didn't give that advice. Don't listen to me. Okay. All I said was what I said. Okay. I said what I said. Rob is now taking it up. He's like, turn the car on. Hit the gas. Drive up onto the toilet.
No, I didn't say drive on
anything. Okay, Tokyo Drift. You got that,
I didn't say put
it
in drive. I'm just saying be comfortable. Be more comfortable than the person waiting on you. The person waiting on you is outside, you know. So be more comfortable than that person.
They also have a truck, though, that they can easily get inside and wait on.
Right. Right. That's true.
Y'all have Tyrese if you want to.
They can get in the truck and they can leave.
And that's what you want.
That's what you want. Right. I don't know.
Do you like living in L.A.?
I like some things about L.A. I don't love everything about L.A.
I don't think anyone does.
Yeah. There's a lot of people here. There's a lot of people here.
Didn't you move from New York?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you mean? That's a lot of people in there constantly all up on you.
Right, but all those people are like, they have like a similar mindset.
That's true.
And they got to get to where they got to get to as fast as possible.
Always.
L.A., it's just a lot of people.
That's true. I'm glad I lived in New York first and then moved to L.A. because I definitely took the hustle of New York to L.A. and I didn't get distracted by all the, you know. I quickly learned that, like, all the parties where people would go and schmooze and talk about their work, like, how corny that was. Like, I remember I went to one party and it was, like, when I first moved here. And I was like, oh, I've been working on this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I just realized, like, through their eyes that this was just, like, a weird way to converse with people. And it still happens to me to this day with other people. And I'm just looking like, oh, you sweet summer child. One day you'll learn, like, that social climate shit, like, we just here to hang out. Like,
let's just hang. Let's talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I don't even tell people I'm an actor if they're not in the business. Like, if they're in the business, they'll know. If not, if I'm, like, in an Uber, if I'm anywhere with strangers or people I'm just kicking it with, they'll be like, oh, what do you do? I'll be like, oh, you know, I work in accounting. Or I'll be like, you know, I do a lot of client-facing stuff. Just, like, vague-ass business words, like client-facing.
Client-facing.
Technically,
the client
we are client-facing right now.
Is the people who are watching on television.
And we're facing
you.
Yeah, because, like, then if you ask, and it's like, obviously, if you don't know who I am, I'm not famous, so like some people know who I am, but like if you don't know who I am, I'm not gonna tell you I'm an actor, so then I have to sit here and list out my whole fucking IMDb for you, because they're like, well, what have I seen you in? Clearly you haven't seen me, bitch. Why do I have to do this? If you an accountant, I'm not gonna be like, pull up your LinkedIn, where you worked last, Ernest & Young, let's go all the way back to the past 10 years.
That's when they give you advice. That's when they're like, well, have you tried calling Tyler Perry?
Oh my god, I was literally about to say,
have you even tried it? Have you even like looked to see, oh man, let me go to the Perry section of the phone book. Have you even looked?
To see if he was there?
Yeah.
My aunt, one of my aunties, I love you aunties, but when I first moved to LA, like when I would post photos on Instagram, she would comment in all of them and tag Oprah and Tyler Perry.
Come on. Like, they're friends. One of them will see it and tell the other
like,
one.
Y'all need to see my niece.
Don't leave one of them out. Oprah and Tyler Perry.
They're
both
together.
Of you.
So one of their phone go off.
Right. Y'all, that should be the group chat. Me, Lacey, Oprah, Tyler Perry. Yeah, we should send each
we
other memes.
We have so much in common.
Come on.
They would love it. They would love it. I love when they come delayed like that.
I mean, you know, we'll fix it in post. Don't worry. It's going to be real speedy. You know, that's how the people get it, real speedy.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Are you excited about the Cowboy Carter album?
You know I am. Like, yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah.
My issue is that, Beyonce, like, you know, wages are low, like, inflation is high, rent is high.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to just keep making albums like this? Like, you know I want all the Cowboy Carter merch. You know I need to come to the concert and get scammed again. Like, why would you do this to me? Like, I literally just left Beyonce. You just, like, spin the block. I got hair products. I got another concert. She done put 50-11 songs on it. Like, it looked like, you know how Chris Brown's albums always be, like, 90 songs? I was like, Beyonce, you were like, I'm putting out 70 songs.
I like it, though.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to put them all in my ears immediately tomorrow, and I can't wait. Also, like, we're from Texas. Like,
I'm not from Texas.
Well, I'm talking about me and Beyonce.
Oh, okay.
That was cute, though.
You gestured, and I was like, I'm not from Texas.
Beyonce
you know?
Is always in the room with us. She's always here. She's omnipresent.
I got you. Yeah. I got you. I forgot.
So I was talking to her.
I forgot. I'm sorry. I forgot. Oh, I didn't see you there, Beyonce. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I forgot.
She forgives you. Yeah. Yes. Oh,
thank you so much.
But yeah, so it's a lot of Texas culture, rodeo culture. Mm-hmm. Like, and also, like, Black people have such a huge instrumental part in country music. You know, you talk about Chuck Berry. You talk about, like, all the greats who, you know. And I like that she has the Non-Problematic Whites on this. She got Dolly on it. She mm-hmm. got Woody on it. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I really loved Act One. Mm-hmm. And... you know, I love the intentionality of it. I love, like, a lot of the choices that were on there. And, like, it's, you know, still, like, sounds amazing. But I love that it's so connected. And she, like, she has a cowboy hat on. And mm-hmm. she was on a horse. She left the concert on the horse.
Yep.
The disco horse. Now she's coming back with like a real horse. And yep. It's like, ooh, I can't wait to see how like Act One, Act Two, and Act Three are all interconnected. Yeah. I've seen people with theories that energy Rock. Is connected to Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
I'm like excited to see like if it's all like layered and similar and stuff. And yeah. So
we're all hoping Act Three is going to be rock and roll. Like, yeah. Everyone's really hoping. Because, I mean, you know, she had Let It Be. You just got to let yeah, it be. Let yeah. It be. Yeah, I love that song.
Right.
And that was with who? There's a very famous rock musician that's on that song. And I don't know why his name is like.
Is it,
right
is it, was that Diplo?
No, it's a rock musician. You'll know it as soon as you see who it is. It's Don't Hurt You.
Jack White.
Jack White, yeah. Jack yeah. White, yeah. It's like, what
who
a flex.
Who moved to Nashville.
Which I love.
Which
yes.
is like a, you know, country music town. Yeah.
Like, ate it up.
Yeah.
Also, who like, Beyonce is the only person I feel like who can call anybody for a feature. And they'd be like, hold on.
Right.
I got to leave my kids here. Can you watch them?
Like, yeah.
I'll be back. Julius is here to take me to Beyonce. I got to go. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know this is my kids' recital. They got plenty of time in their life. All right, I'll be back. Like,
I'm tired of people being upset with her for exploring other genres. We've had like 25 years of Beyonce like doing, you know, R&B. Go listen to that. If you right. don't want it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, let her explore, let her do other things. Like, it's always been there. Like, Irreplaceable is basically a country song.
I mean, Daddy Lessons, she was like yeah. telling us where she was gonna go. But also, people forget that, like, or not forget, but I don't think people realize, like, Beyonce sounds like Beyonce on every type of song. Like, any genre okay. she exploits, she still sounds like Beyonce. So if yeah. you like Beyonce's voice, you're still, and maybe you need to just broaden your horizons, baby boo. It's not our fault that you're pigeonholed and, like, your mind is closed. Like, open it up.
Mm-hmm.
And beyond that, like, Beyonce did, I feel like she honestly did the country version, like, this whole kind of, like, homage to Texas. One, because she's from Texas. Two, she's obviously flirted with doing this for a while.
Yeah.
But three, because the CMAs did her so dirty when she performed with the Dixie Chicks. And even when she announced Cowboy Carter, she makes a nod to, like, going into a space, a country space, and not feeling welcome. She's talking about the CMAs. And the one thing you don't want to do with a Virgo is piss them off. She was like, oh, bet, I can't do that? Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to make a whole motherfucking album. I'm going to get on the charts and put my foot on all y'all rednecks. Who on top now? And she did it. She did it immediately.
They took her performance off the CMT website.
Yeah, like, white people love to steal something and forget where it came from. Like, baby, yeah. that wasn't your culture, sweetie. You got that from yeah. us. We raised you. We breastfed you. We made you, especially in Texas. Like, be for real. So, you know, they can stay mad and salty, but now she's going to eat them up in their own platform. She's like, I'm going to take your money from you just for fun. I don't even need it.
I like it.
I love it.
I
That's
like
my kind
it.
Of petty.
Yeah.
I did a live, a radio show this morning, and I didn't realize that, like, the fan base, like, a lot of them were really nice, but, like, it's like they tagged me on Instagram, and then they did a collaboration. So sometimes when you do that, like, you can't turn off certain notifications. Right. Or you have to go figure it out. So my phone is just being inundated currently still with just, like, the worst Karens, weirdo, like, hating-ass white people. Mm. Like, oh, she talks too fast, or oh, she's this, or she's that. I'm like, who opened the door to this? Like, this right. fan base? Like, what is y'all's problem? And then one lady, like, because I'm in a great mood, and I don't mind the internet. Like, I don't welcome it, but, like, I don't get as sensitive about it now because I'm like, this is occupational hazard. I signed up to be a public figure. People are gonna be sad and mad, and they're broke, and I get it. Like, the economy's terrible right now, and you're depressed, and you don't want to fix yourself, so you're gonna get on the internet, you're gonna throw it at a black woman. I get it. So it doesn't hurt me as much. So there was one woman who was like, I wish you would stop having these nobodies come on the show. And I clicked on her page, and there was a lot of worse stuff, but for this one I was like, let me have some fun. I clicked on her page. Baby, nobody knows who you are, Lauren. And so then I clicked back on the comment, and I clicked underneath, and I said, hey, I don't know if you know, but I'm tagged in this. And while many people may not know you, Lauren, I promise you, sweetheart, one day you will know me. And then I just put a little heart emoji. I was like, give it time.
Oh, wow.
Lauren, you're not going to be able to close your eyes at night without seeing my fucking face. I can't wait.
Wow.
That's the kind of petty I am. So when Beyonce did that shit and was like, I felt very unwelcomed in that country space. So then I decided that I was going to take it all over. Like,
yeah.
That I was going to have it. Like, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. I like when Beyonce's Texas accent comes out.
I do too. She doesn't talk to us anymore.
Like, she don't talk to us.
Like, when she did that T-Mobile ad, we were like, this is the most Beyonce has talked to us in like 10 years or Verizon.
Right, right.
Like, we was like, she really talking. We ain't heard her talk.
Put out a song during the Super Bowl.
And had everybody phone jammed up. We all mm-hmm. over here like trying mm-hmm. to get on the site. Like, and then she's sitting in the booth all smug and shit, knowing.
Right.
Knowing
right.
that
right.
we are struggling. We are fighting for our lives.
Yeah.
And she's
yeah.
sitting in her hat just like, like, really, Beyonce?
Yeah.
So you're excited. Are you going to go to the concert?
If there's a concert, I would probably try to go to the concert for sure.
Are you yeah. confident this time that she's going to do the videographing and you can, like, take more videos of yourself?
Yes. I think it will be documented. I think that, you know, whatever visual we get for the act three mm-hmm. is the one they're going to treat it like they treated Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. And it, she's going to get all the nominations and everything, because then people will actually get to consume the other two and see all the work and everything that went into it. Because I was like, how did this not get nominated for something? I never seen editing like that. They got to take all these different concerts and put mm-hmm. them together. How, like, did y'all not see it? Did y'all not see it? Because it was in a theater.
Well, I mean, there were people who, I mean, I know you're talking about, like, the Academy, but there were people who were interviewed for the Grammys, like, blind item, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, well, what discourages you against voting? You know, Beyonce's lost Album of the Year, like, 4 times to, like, yeah. Whack Ass Week. Like, when she lost to Beck, I said, please get out of my face. Nobody listened to that Beck album. And I love Beck, okay? I love We Got a Time Bomb. Tick, tick. Nah, 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 nah. But, like, nah, nah, nah to this album winning over Beyonce. Like, y'all playing in my face. Harry Styles, well. Love him down. Still playing in my face. Even Adele got up there and was like, why are you guys playing in her face? Like, thank you so yeah. much for the award, but you know it's not mine. Like everybody yeah. knows. So other people who were voting the Grammys were like, well, she wins too much, and she wins all the time. It's just haters. Like, she has now amassed so many haters who are on the voting block that
right.
that is why it's happening.
And she doesn't win in the categories that they vote in. She mm. wins in the categories that other people vote in. So she's winning over there. You're basically saying that, like, all these black people are, you know, wrong. All these black people are inferior. You know, it's kind of messed up that, like, you know, the whole thing about the Beck album was, like, he did it all by himself. And it's like, so he's better than these 100 people over here? Like...
What are you saying? Well, that's all they can do and is say that, oh, she didn't do it by herself. But I'm like, okay, here's another point. She is a music scholar. She's a music genius. And yeah. she has an ear that you don't. To be able to curate that much, like, that is an artistry in and of itself. And people
right.
like to act like Michael Jackson wasn't interpolating music left and right. People are always taking influence from things. And he didn't take as many things.
Mike needed needed a shot right there.
It's
but,
not a
you
shot.
Know, I feel you.
That's
yeah.
not a shot. I'm saying no. that they didn't take his ducats away for it.
I don't blame anybody that was putting food on the table as a kid for not being a musician and knowing
that
music and music theory, because they was out there getting paid to make music already.
Rob, I'm saying I'm putting Michael and Beyonce together. I'm saying
me
that
too.
That's musicianship.
No, that applies to both of them.
But
me,
also, that's
I'm trying to be.
Music.
I'm trying to argue with you.
Okay, we are. We're arguing
yeah,
together.
I'm not against you. I'm saying, hey, let's not take away from Mike or you know what I'm saying.
People are always trying to move the goalpost, because that's what people like, you know, James Baldwin said, everybody needs a nigga, right? So it's like mm-hmm. everybody needs somebody to look down on. Mm-hmm. So if you get to a certain space where you're all sharing the table, everyone's still moving the goalpost, especially with white supremacy, to try to seem like they have some, you know, grandiose opinion, or they have some more class, or they have more information than somebody else. So it's like, right. when somebody has ate you the fuck up like that, then where are you going to move to? Oh, well, you don't do it all by yourself. It's like, what do you do, actually? What do
right.
you do?
Right. You don't vote for somebody because you feel like they win too much. It's crazy.
That's hater. Like,
it's crazy.
But honestly,
you're
though,
saying everyone else is wrong. Everyone else is wrong.
That's not what they're saying. They're saying that I'm a hater. And honestly, right. I kind of have a penchant for haters. I implore you to get a hater job. You know, get in the IRS. Start pocket watching. You know, be a meter maid. Get out there, give them parking tickets. Get a hater profession
right.
to channel your hate. But... so I can't lie. A hater coming out, I wish they had stood on business and said their name. Then
having,
I would have been like, I love you for being a hater and standing on it. But anonymous hater, you weak.
Having anonymous vocal haters is kind of a flex.
Oh, truly.
It's kind of a flex.
Because you're scared.
Yeah. No one else could come up to you and be like, well, you didn't win. Like, yeah, I have documentation of bias. Do you? Did they say that they don't? Did you win too much? I didn't think so.
I bet you I bet you every hater who was talking about Beyonce has a photo with her. I bet you they were standing in line at them commercial breaks trying to get that photo with her too.
They've used her name for clout for sure.
For sure.
For sure.
That was my favorite part of watching the Grammys, was like, I felt so bad for our sister Beyonce Giselle, because every commercial break or anything, there was a line that would just form at Beyonce's table, and then Beyonce
right.
would just have to get up and just smile as people were like, hey Beyonce, it's me. Hey yeah. Beyonce, you remember me? I used to do like when you had the pantyhose and I brought them to you, that's me. Let's get a picture. Like
right, right.
I know. I understand why she don't go nowhere no more. I get it.
Yeah. We okay. So if you were in the same space as Beyonce, how would you conduct yourself?
I've been in the same space as Beyonce.
Flex. Okay.
Multiple times.
And what did you do?
She spoke to us. I mean, we acted a fool. I was
right.
young. One time, it was the 40/40 Club, back when they were really, like, pushing it. This is when I lived in New York. So
okay.
I was, like, maybe 21.
Okay.
And I remember we had, like, kind of hustled our way into the VIP section, and Beyonce was walking through the front door. There's a back door. There's back rooms. There's all types of situations in the back that we would, like, be in and stuff. So you don't
yeah.
have to go through the front. So if she walks through the front, it's just to get publicity for the club, for Bae, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she just come, like, when I mean Bae, I mean her Bae, not Beyonce.
Right.
B. So she comes in, and I just see people in our section take off running. And we were, like, with famous people. We were like, what the fuck about y'all? Like, I saw my friend take off running. I didn't know why she was running, but you know the black people rule. Somebody runs, you run in the same direction. You
mm-hmm.
ask questions when you get there. Like, why was we running? Are we safe now? What happened?
Yeah.
So we run, and when we get to where we're running to, there's Beyonce. And we were like... like, we're breathing your air. And she was like, hey, y'all, I don't want to take any pictures today. I look kind of crazy, but hey. So I guess it was two separate occasions, because one
okay.
time she walked in for photos, and this time she was just in, like, in the back with us.
Yeah,
and she was like,
yeah.
I look crazy, but hey. And we're like, hi, Beyonce.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She didn't look crazy at all, but I'm glad that she got a break from photos.
Yeah.
No, so yeah, I mean, I think I would be a little bit more composed now. I was quite young then, but...
Got you. What if she knew who you were? What if she was like, hey?
I mean, I would faint. I mean, that recently happened to Crystal and Kip Fury, and they made a whole episode
Man.
About it. It was so great.
Yeah.
I hope to one day, you know, meet Beyonce. I don't need her to know who I am, but, like, just really, like, have a little chat. I would be
Got
cool.
You.
I could stand up and breathe through my nose now and, like, really center myself.
Yeah.
I would be fine. How would you be?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't think I'm gonna do anything too crazy, but you know,
I'm not confident in the way you said that. I don't think I'm going to do anything too crazy.
I would be normal, like a normal amount of crazy. Like if you ever seen, you know, like when people, I don't know, I'm going to be like excited.
Yeah, of course.
I am going to be excited. I am going to be excited, you know.
Rob, yeah. You're such a chill
dude,
though.
I came in late to Beyonce, so I can't even be like held her down from day one. You know, I was out here messing with the field at the time.
Okay, who was on the roster when it wasn't Beyonce?
It was everybody. It was the field. You know, it was Keisha Cole. It was Ashanti. Yes.
Keisha Cole makes music for
you
women
know,
who date men who cheat on them.
A. Marie. It was you know.
Oh,
yeah. It was the whole field. Khalees. You know,
there's
like
nothing wrong with that. You could keep them all.
Yeah. So, but then post Lemonade, it's been like, all right.
You was like, okay, I'm
we
here
in
now.
Another league now. You know, the visuals is all connecting. It's a whole body of work. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm out here. It's making me feel like, all right, I got to get myself together. I need to, you know what I'm saying? I need to, yeah.
So it wasn't even self-titled when it, like, dropped in the middle of the night and nobody knew.
I didn't trust streaming. I didn't believe in it. I didn't sign up.
You had your foil
and like,
on your head.
I couldn't physically get it, and people just had it before I had it, and I was hating. And like, they had capabilities to watch videos that I couldn't see. So honestly, self-titled, around that time, I was kind of rooting against it because it was just like more convenient for other people than it was for me, and I didn't really have.
Did you have a flip phone or something? I'm so confused.
I had an iPhone. That $10 a month. I was like, y'all just, I can't just let y'all take it when you need it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd much rather just take my $10, buy it, put it on my iPod, and listen to it like that at that time.
I understand. That you, when you can't let them take it, whenever. Because they always take it at the wrong time.
I'm not saying I don't have 10 now. I'm just not sure I'm going to always have 10. I got 10 right now. Don't try me now. Like, I'm functional. I'm breathing. I'm eating. You know what I'm saying? I'm putting gas in my car. But at the same time, who's to say what's going to happen a couple months from now?
So none of your bills are on auto pay.
At that time, when self-titled came out, nothing was auto nothing. I was praying every time I cranked the automobile at that time. Like, auto pay, no, nothing was automatic. You got it. If I got it, you got it.
I love it. I love it. Because, like, Apple also, I feel like they used to take the money out at random times. Like, they weren't
right.
just, like, a first and the 15th girl.
Right.
They'd be like, it's, like, the 9th.
It was,
and like,
based off of when you hit that button. And I was never like, all right, this is a, you know, I'm on the 15th, I'm going to hit the button. Like, I was just like, yeah.
You're so right. And that's a problem. Like, y'all got to just do regular billing cycles because Apple just be popping up all willy-nilly like, hey, we took a little sum for that app.
Right.
We took a little. And also, the apps don't charge at the same time. It's not like you get one Apple bill, which I think I'm like, I got to start reading into what y'all charging for because I feel like y'all charge me so many times so y'all can just throw in like an extra $4.
Right.
Like, who would know?
You getting a little a la carte with the Apple. And it's like, yeah, no, send me one Apple bill so I could see how much
a
I'm really spending
bill.
A month. But they're like, oh, yeah, here. You know, this app charges.
Right.
You want this app to track you? Like, is that what I'm paying for, to be tracked?
It charged on the 17th. This one charged on the 6th. This other one over here charged on the 3rd and a half. That
mm-hmm,
mean we get it at
mm-hmm.
midnight? Like, what?
Yeah.
No, Apple, stop billing me on the 3rd and a half. That's not a thing.
What's your favorite, like, do you use a music service?
I mean, we're in streaming and podcasts, so, like, for all intents and purposes, I use them all.
You use them all?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually do. Like, I stream different things different places. Like, sometimes
gotcha.
I'm on SoundCloud, sometimes I'm on Sirius, Spotify, Apple.
Got you.
Apple normally in my car.
Okay.
Because it's just, like, the quickest, like, link up to it. But I use Spotify, too.
If you had the aux, what song you playing?
Oh, okay. So I have ADHD, so I hyperfixate on things.
Okay.
And so right now I've been playing Honeybee.
Honeybee.
By, it's like something anonymous. It's like orchestra, something anonymous orchestra, something like that. Unknown Mortal Orchestra. I've been playing Honey Bee on repeat. And then there's also the song by Haze By. It's called You Make Me Feel.
The song that I love. By Haze By.
Put in Haze, H-A-Z-E.
Okay.
And then put in By, like B-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then do you see like...
is there a space?
You make me... No, there's no space.
Okay.
Okay, you see them black people? Do the slowed down one. It should be two. I can't see your computer, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, you got it. Hold on. This? I'm almost be like, give me a computer. Yeah. I think this is it. Yeah, so those two songs, they're very different, but they've been on repeat. No, no, this isn't it. Oh my god, no, that's not it. Oh my god, if I was listening to that on repeat, oh my god, I'm a murderer. No, stop, turn it off, Rob. That's not what I was listening to.
Wait, this is what you told me.
No, you're not. You're not putting it in right.
Okay.
Now I have to make sure. No, what are you putting in?
H-A-Z-E-B-Y.
I cannot believe this. That is not what it is, and you are killing me right now. I have to pull it up. So it's, oh, by Haze. My bad. That's my fault.
See? See? I didn't know how to spell Haze. If anyone knows how to spell Haze, it's me.
Right,
what's the song?
Rob Haze, yeah. It's called Feel Good, the slowed down version. And then the other one is Honey Bee by Unknown Mortal Orchestra. They're very different, but.
This is. Okay.
It's giving me like House Jersey Club. Gotcha. Wait for it. I called you last night. You gotta wait for the beat to drop.
Okay. Now you wanna change
my mind. Send me those hard eyes. Here we go.
Are you in By Haze?
No.
I've had that before. I've had people like, and then you know, you'd be like, all right, you got one in. This is crazy. You know how to make me
feel good. You know how to. Yeah. And there's like a sped up version. They're both great. And then the other one is Honey Bee. And I love Honey Bee. Because okay. Sometimes it's like my sad song and sometimes it's my happy song. Yeah.
I have those. Yeah, for sure.
Right now it's in happy mode.
Yeah.
I can't listen to sad music when I'm sad. Like, that doesn't work for me. Like, see, people play their sad song and I'd be like, damn, you'd be really crying, huh?
You ain't never just put on Broken Hearted one time when you was broken hearted?
Nah. Like, I'd be crying to, like, Church Girl.
Church Girl?
Yeah, I had to drive to USC Keck, like, after I had three surgeries last year for fibroids, and they found, like, a little spot on my liver, so they had to go, like, I had to get tested for like cancer and like all this stuff and get MRIs and stuff. And so when I was driving back to USC Keck to like get my like cancer results last year, I was playing Church Girl. And the beginning is like so kind of like, you know, I've been up, I've been down.
Yeah.
It's like very like, so like I start crying right when it gets to, now drop it like a thot, and drop it like, so I'm like sobbing. Yeah. And it's just like, drop it like Church Girl. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you can call me daddy if you want to. You can be my daddy if you want to. Yeah, it was, but that's so I cry to weird things.
No, that makes, I mean, it makes sense. It really took me to like, when I saw the like churchy iconography and she came out and everything, and then like, I just like kind of took in like the people that were around me and like what they've been through and what they, you know, like, and then it kind of put in perspective like this song, what it is about and what it means. And it just made me feel like, dang, I don't, you know, I should think about other people's struggle more. I should think about other, you know, how other people are existing in this world outside of like myself, yeah. You know,
because queer folks have had a huge
place
in the
church. And I'm at a concert.
Right.
I'm thinking that with the Henny in my hand.
Having a an existential moment. Like, people are throwing ass next to you, and you're like, wow, you know, collective, everyone lives a different life, but we're on the same planet. And then next to you is someone just, like, aggressively throwing ass.
Right, yes. Right.
But no, queer people have had such a huge influence on the church spaces for so long, and then mm-hmm, they've been shunned mm-hmm. by churches. Luckily, I grew up in Texas with, like, some good pastors. I had one Reverend Joshua, I remember. You know, the choir directors are usually for the girls, like, if you got a good choir, okay? And I remember a choir director that we had passed away, and some people in the congregation didn't want our pastor to give the funeral. Mind you,
what?
He's been giving them joy, directing the choir, this right. amazing choir all these years.
You want him to sing at your funeral?
Right, but then when it's time for his, he can't have it properly. And so he actually got up in the pulpit, and he told the church off about it. And I thought that was one of the most beautiful things I saw as a kid.
That's fire,
that he really drug them to hell and back. And I was like, I know that's right. But so, like, a lot of queer people have been kicked out of the church, cast away, and it's like they still love God. So, like, that's why I love that song so much. Yeah. Sometimes it be getting deep.
Yeah.
Wait, I have to know before we move. What's your sad song?
My sad song?
Yeah, I want to hear a piece of it now. And I want you to get it wrong first. I want you to play System of a Down.
No.
Cause the way I teed that up with, like, I'm listening to it on repeat. I think Rob did that to me on purpose.
No.
He get his licks back today.
What? No.
Rob, those aren't even convincing. What? No. Mm-mm. No.
This one of them. This how men used to have to express themselves emotionally.
Sunshine, blue skies. Please go away.
Is this Otis Redding? Found Sam Cooke?
No, David Ruffin.
Oh, right. It is David Ruffin.
It's The Temptations.
I know. With gloom, so day after day, oh, my God. I have to know that. I can't. Oh, David. I know to you, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. It might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. This is sad for you?
Yeah, I've
never thought of it as sad. I love it. See, I just said my sad
he
songs.
He wants it to rain so he could cry.
Yeah. I know. But a lot of sad songs are upbeat, and so you're like, la la la. Like, you remember?
Because crying. That was him crying in the song. He was crying in the song because crying. That was
wrong.
The cry. The cry can he can only cry when it rains because he a man. I can't cry out here when it's sun outside.
Y'all put yourself in that
I gotta
prison.
Go check the mail in the rain. That's the only time that I can cry. And then when you see David Ruffin every time, like as a solo act, go watch him on YouTube. He go out there and he starts screeching. He start like literally like remember to cry. Remember that. Like he gets out there, whoo, like just off the rip. Off the rip, start with the cry. Go watch Summer of Soul. He out there.
Oh, he's great in that.
He on his cry first, song second. Like, come on, man.
That's beautiful. You can cry anytime you want, Rob, but that is very beautiful.
I know, because, you know, like we in 2024, David Ruffin really didn't have that. He could only you know what I'm saying? So much that they made a song about it.
Good.
Like, someone felt comfortable enough to be like, oh, this is a single. Like, other dudes going to hear this and be like, I'm going to buy that, but I'm not going to say anything about it.
That's why they're hiding it in such an upbeat, you know, situation and a metaphor. They're like, all my homeboys cry to David Ruffin in their home in the dark when nobody can see them. But now you can, I hope y'all feel a little less free from the prison that you created for yourselves called the patriarchy.
Right, right.
But you know what? That brings me to an interesting thought, like, because that is such an upbeat song, but the reality of it's so sad. You remember that song that was like, la da dee da da da?
Yeah.
And that's about a homeless lady.
Yeah. And well, she says that. She's homeless.
But we're like, still that's... like, she's homeless. She's home. Like, we're dancing so hard to it.
It's like... don't spin yourself too fast. It's homeless people out here, okay?
But we're dancing to it in the club.
Yeah, jam, but just know when you walk outside, It's homeless people outside, okay?
Rob, I don't think people are like you were at
the
Beyoncé concert.
Don't give all the money in the tip jar. Because you're going to have to pass out some dollars when you walk outside. La-da-dee, da-da-da, la-da-dee. Just know, they out there. Okay, why y'all out here spending all this money? You know, keep some in your pocket.
Rob, I feel like you're the only one. I feel like now I'm at the Beyonce concert when you had your moment of like everyone else's lives. So you were like, she's homeless, y'all. Make sure you
she's
keep some
homeless.
Cash for her.
Yeah,
I was in the club like,
some.
She is homeless.
Yeah.
She's like, why?
Snap them pockets. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lacey, thanks so much for coming on the Inconsistent Podcast with Rob Hayes. Is there anything you would like to tell the people?
Yes. First of all, thank you for having me, Rob.
Oh, thanks for coming through.
You're the best. And yeah, if you want to listen to my podcast, Scam Goddess, it's a comedy show all about robbery, fraud, and those who practice it. You can also pre-order my book, Scam Goddess. Just put it in the little Google so you can pre-order anywhere. Help me scam the bestseller list. It's out September 10th, 2024. It's a combination of memoirs slash my favorite scams. So each chapter is about like my romance life, but then also about romance scams. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And how I've been scammed or body scammed or how I worked for several drug fronts. You can learn a lot about me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Author.
You need to record that and then have it as a button. Author. And then, yeah, you can follow me at DIVALACIDVLAC on all platforms.
All right.
Oh, we got a clip on that
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This has been the Inconsistent Podcast with Rob Hayes. Yeah, make sure you guys go out, catch all the things fronting on all your DSPs, YouTube, and all that. Yeah.
You know the dance yet?
I don't know the dance, but I haven't seen it in a while either.
We just got to do